This is Wade Matthew, the chief organizer's report on how it's creepy but reassuring to read Hillary emails. Let's be clear and make no bones about it. It was a huge misjudgment for Hillary Clinton to use a private email address and server while Secretary of State. No organization in its right mind would ever have allowed it, and it establishes an unfamiliarity with working for others as opposed to yourself, which is worrisome at a very fundamental level in my view. There's the whole transparency thing, which worries me less. She's got folks gunning for her figuratively and literally, so it's not unreasonable to be cautious about information. The accountability issue is more my concern, and the ability to subsume self-interest to collective enterprise. That's kind of what being president's about. Saying that she stubbed her toe does not equal believing she should take a fall, though. And reading the actual reports of her emails is reassuring in some ways because there seems little smoke or fire. Long emails from your daughter giving you a heads up that essentially Haiti is going to hell in a handbasket and it could end up on mom and dad's shoes is good advice and what every parent should hope to hear from their children. Hearing from Chelsea that the State Department website is archaic and sucks, especially when Secretary of State Hillary, in all likelihood, never did more than cast a passing glance at it every blue moon, is also a tip from a young one bringing mom back to modernity. That would be invaluable, I would think. Who knows what this really says about Hillary, since there are no reports of her action upon getting the down low from her daughter, but definitely Chelsea's stock went way up in my book, as did Hillary's in a weird way. I like the fact that she might be perversely flattered that a robber used a Hillary mask in a heist, even if her tongue was in her cheek. Be honest with me, that's hilarious. And the spot-on response from the Clinton family lawyer, David Kendall, profiled recently as a courtroom killer of rare powers, assuring her that though robbers have used Nixon masks repeatedly and Reagan mask as well, she might be the first Democrat so honored, is also just plain a hoot. Even the reports of her wondering about the real skinny on White House gossip or whatnot is a fair play. She was writing for the brand, so she should care what was happening at the ranch house. This kind of stuff, in my view, makes her look human, and Hillary desperately needs to be seen more often as human rather than a 21st century calculating machine. Then there's the tempest in the teapot aspect to all of this that leaves you feeling like you're peeping at someone's personal emails over their shoulders. The skinny on that, according to the New York Times in these emails, that were 4,368 documents totaling 7,121 pages posted online by the State Department as part of a monthly disclosure ordered by a court after the revelation that Hillary Rodham Clinton had used a private email server while she was Secretary of State. The department initially said it had redacted information from roughly 150 emails because they contained sensitive information, then reduced that estimate to 125. The information was deleted because confidential materials, the lowest classification of government intelligence, had been discovered in the correspondence. None of the documents were marked classified at the time they were sent, said Mark Toner, a spokesman for the State Department. Best join me in laughing about bank robbers and Hillary masks, because up close, this little dust-up is starting to seem a little more than boring, no matter how bad it looks from a distance. This is Wade Ramsky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.